Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind podcast. Today's podcast, episode number 97. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. I know Fridays are book in sight and all that good stuff, but today I'm heading in a different direction. And today I want to talk about, you know, a man's struggles and the social stigmas that affect men in today's world. And basically the journey of life and where does it lead? Because the reality of this world is men deal with struggles. I do. I'm not going to lie. I deal with it daily. And part of it is because of my personality and who I am. And the experiences that I've gone through and have gotten me to the place that I am currently. And it's a place of uncertainty and whether I'm good enough for anything in my life. But I've gotten better with that. You know, honestly, I've been working on so many different things. You guys know all the things that I talk about, you know, but I'm also working on things personally, me as a man. You name it, I think about it. Another reality is most men won't admit to what we think about and what we struggle with. Because the social stigmas of money, sex, sports, and cars is pretty much all we think about, right? But that's nowhere near true. The majority of us deal with internal struggles that we don't talk about at all. And that's the biggest reason for me writing the Struggles and Growth of a Man series. Now, there are so many social stigmas that we as men face. We have to be strong. We have to be tough. And emoting is just not something that we're supposed to really be doing. And sports is what men do, even though so many of us are built for different things. And we're apparently born to lead, but sadly, a lot of us aren't shown that. A lot of us have to learn based on example or what society shows us daily. And in today's world, we don't have TV shows with positive messages on what a man is and should be. Most men on TV are dumb, big, fat, lazy, and buffoons. And it's structured that way for a reason. It's social conditioning, and a lot of men we look up to really aren't the best examples. So basically, we're emasculated on national television on a regular basis. And it's something that I will be delving into with a Man's Plight series. That's going to be another book series that focuses on various men's issues that I didn't address in the Struggles and Growth of a Man series. You see how me writing a lot of books and watching the world allows me to evolve and grow and allow me to write the content that I do. That's the goal for me, as always. To be honest, I've had examples of it, but briefly. And I've learned, you know, right from wrong early on in my life. And for me, being an emotional being is what I am, but it's because I care a lot. I care about others and I care about the world. And I've become a man that keeps a lot inside, and I know a lot of young men personally who do the same. Is it healthy? Not necessarily, but it's how we get by. And I'm going to share something very personal with you, because this is what this is about. This is about transparency for me. And, you know, the summer of 2020, I took a leap of faith. And I got help for what I was dealing with mentally and spiritually, which means I went and got the help and did online therapy for 2 months. And it was very, very helpful. And my therapist, well, she'll remain nameless, but she was surely a savior. And I'm thankful for God bringing her into my life. He knew that she was the one. And she took her time with me. And she asked me some tough questions that made me look at myself from the inside and out. And yes, there are a lot of things from my childhood that contribute to where I am mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Because the reality of it is that experiences shape who we are at this very moment in time. It's our truth. It's who we are. It's how we think, how we view the world, and a plethora of other things. So for me, writing the Struggles and Growth of a Man series, you know, it's about, you know, sharing fictional characters that are going through things that, well, the average man goes through on an everyday basis. So it was about making Robert a spokesman for all men and what we go through at times. Stress, anxiety, uncertainties, bad decisions, struggling in your mind, personal growth, therapy, love, decision-making, and so many other things. So I'll admit that, well, Robert's a little bit of me and every other man who deals with things on a daily basis, especially from a mental standpoint, right? And that's why I'm at a place now where, you know, you write the Struggles and Growth of a Man series in 2015 and 2016, and you go through writing a 5-book series on that. And now, as I'm recording this, we're in 2022, and now I am writing a book series on men's issues again, and we're talking about the portrayals of men and how we're looked at and seen on TV and in the media, and we're tackling mental health, and, you know, we're talking about really tough topics. We're talking about men who go through divorce and not just the financial aspect of it, but the process of having lawyers involved and going through the courts and, you know, not seeing your kids for long periods of time, from seeing them every day to not seeing them for weeks at a time. Like, and I'm not saying that happens in every situation, but it does happen in plenty of situations. And these are the things that aren't talked about enough in this world. And, you know, I think about a Chris Rock skit where he talks about how women, children, and dogs are loved unconditionally, and men are loved under the condition that we provide something. It's deep. It makes you think. And he has a valid point to it. I mean, I can say that. And I always know that there's always content for me to delve into and look into. You know, for me to write about women's issues, you know, I have to do my due diligence. I have to do research. I have to listen. I have to have conversations. I have to, you know, look at the broader landscape of things. When it comes to men's issues, I'm experiencing it firsthand, and I'm going through it, and I have friends who have gone through plenty of things. I've never dealt with divorce, but I have two best friends who have. So I can pull from their experiences and their stories and listening to them and car rides to New York Yankees games and, you know, conversations in their homes, you know, chilling on a couch watching a basketball game and talking about life and getting a full understanding of what they're dealing with and going through, having not seen their child in 3 weeks. Right? But these are the things that, you know, don't get talked about. And this is why I do what I do. This is why I write the stories. They're uncomfortable, but guess what? Somebody has to do it, and I'll be that guy. And I said that to my mom a few weeks ago. I said, look, the subject matter, a lot of the subject matter that I write about is not comfortable, and it's very uneasy, but somebody's got to do it. And this is my purpose in life, and I don't need the whole world to support me. I just need a good amount. And I don't need everyone to love every single book either. And I don't need people to read every single book either. That's why I write so much. Because then you can pick and choose what you like and what you enjoy and what you feel is important to read. But we as men, we're always dealing with things and we're always struggling with things. And I mean, as I record this, you know, and by the time you listen to this, trust me, there will be plenty of things that I will have experienced, gone through, thought about, planned, wondered about, all of these things. And there are plenty of things that I wonder about within myself, and I wonder about when it comes to my life. But you guys wouldn't know unless you ask. But one thing I want you guys to remember, we as men are always a work in progress, and we should always continue to improve ourselves mentally. It all starts in the mind and having peace before anything else. But the question is how many men actually have peace within their minds? The sad reality is I don't know too many of them who do. So I'm going to end it there. A Man's Plight will be a series that's going to be coming around very soon, starting July. So definitely keep yourselves abreast on my website on, you know, what's coming with that series. But in the meanwhile, the Struggles and Growth of a Man series is available in pretty much all major bookstores except Amazon. Paperbacks are available through BookPatch. So all of those, you know, books, you can find them on my website and you can definitely click and find those books. So with that said, I thank you guys for listening to my podcast for today. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.